Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. You know that feeling when someone throws a little shade your way, and suddenly you're questioning everything? Yeah, I feel you. We've all been there, but what if I told you that criticism, even the nasty kind, can actually be a superpower in disguise? That's right, folks. This isn't about becoming a Teflon-coated superhero who ignores feedback. It's about learning to build resilience against criticism so it doesn't derail your focus and your awesome journey. Now, I know what you're thinking. Asher, you're crazy. Criticism is the worst. And trust me, I get it. It can sting like a bee, especially when it feels personal or unfair. But here's the thing, criticism, at its core, is just an opinion, not necessarily a fact. Think of it like those movie critics who tear apart blockbuster films sometimes. Does that mean the movies are bad? Nah, it just means they have different tastes. Same goes for feedback about you. It's often more about the other person's perspective than your actual worth. So how do we turn criticism from a kryptonite into our secret weapon? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build unshakable resilience. First, shift your perspective. Instead of seeing criticism as an attack, view it as an opportunity for growth. Think about it like this. Athletes use constructive feedback to improve their game. They don't take it personally, they see it as fuel to push themselves further. You can do the same. Ask yourself, what valuable insights could I glean from this critique? Second, focus on the facts. Separate the wheat from the chaff. Is there any truth to what's being said? Even if the delivery is rough, there might be a kernel of wisdom hidden within. Look for specific examples and actionable points you can learn from. Remember, it's not about agreeing with everything. It's about identifying the nuggets of truth that can help you evolve. Third, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we tend to be harsher on ourselves than anyone else? Yeah, me too. So when criticism hits, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself, acknowledge your efforts and focus on what you can learn from the experience. Fourth, choose your battles wisely. Not every piece of criticism deserves your energy. Sometimes, it's best to let things roll off your back like water off a duck's feathers. Ask yourself, is this feedback truly constructive or just noise? If it's the latter, don't waste your precious time and mental energy on it. And finally, celebrate your wins. Don't let criticism overshadow your accomplishments. Take time to acknowledge your progress and celebrate your successes, big and small. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, and nothing can dim your light if you choose not to let it. Ever been stuck in a meeting where someone throws out a seemingly harmless critique that turns into a full-blown attack? You know the feeling. Everyone's suddenly on edge, productivity plummets, and the air is thick with tension. That happened to me once at a team brainstorming session. Someone criticized my idea for a new marketing campaign, basically dismissing it as unoriginal and cliché. Now, I could have let that comment derail the entire meeting, become defensive, and end up arguing about the merits of my idea. But instead, I took a deep breath, remembered these principles we've been discussing, and turned things around. I calmly thanked them for their feedback, acknowledged their point of view, but then highlighted the specific aspects of my campaign that I believed were unique and valuable. I even invited them to collaborate further on developing those aspects, turning a potentially negative situation into a positive opportunity for growth and collaboration. Remember, resilience against criticism isn't about becoming immune to it. It's about mastering the art of navigating it gracefully. By shifting your perspective, focusing on facts, practicing self-compassion, choosing your battles wisely, and celebrating your wins, you can turn even the harshest feedback into fuel for your journey. So go out there. Face those critics head on, and show them what you're made of. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of resilience in their life. I want to hear your stories too. How have you turned criticism into fuel for growth? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep those brains focused and those spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.